Welcome to God and Country Radio, a weekend program that discusses current social, political, economic, and prophetic events in the light of biblical theology. I'm your host, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Central New Jersey. This program is a weekly Bible study for patriots, going right to the source of truth, the scriptures, the inspired word of God through the apostles and prophets. Rather than merely getting our source of truth from the media, even the conservative media like Fox News or Epoch Times or OAN or Newsmax or PJ Media or Daily Wire or Townhall.com, Breitbart, Newsbusters, how about taking some time to learn what God has to say? Too many people, the first thing they do in the morning is turn on the news rather than open the scriptures. We certainly need to be a people listening to God. Even most of those who are considered conservative today are generally biblically illiterate, and therefore they lack understanding, and they go off half-cocked. The title for this week's program number 642, is Why is DEI Evil? The ideology of diversity, equity, and inclusion is pure evil. You say, wait a minute, isn't DEI fighting prejudice and racism and bigotry? How can you call it pure evil? Certainly, it must be doing some good. No, it's not. Realize that the nature of pure evil is deception. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. The greatest evils in our world will always come in a facade of goodness. How then do we discern between what is good and evil? Because despite all of the nice-sounding rhetoric, evil ideology will always violate clear biblical imperatives. And for every wolf in sheep's clothing, there's a zipper in the costume. Look for the zipper. The job of the righteous on earth, the job of the prophet, is to expose the lies of evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. And in a minute, that's what I plan to do. Explain why DEI is evil. But first, let me say a few words about the movement. DEI has become the religion of the left. There is no such thing as a religious vacuum. People are inherently spiritual, religious, ideological. And if the Christian faith is removed, something else will fill the vacuum, be it Hinduism or Buddhism or Satanism or Baal worship or nature worship, whatever. If there's not the truth, error is going to fill the void. And DEI is the natural consequence of public education and the government rejecting Christ and His Word. These secular institutions need to teach ethics to the students. So in enters DEI, CRT, and cultural Marxism. 20 years ago, who would have thought that businesses and universities and government entities would be compelled by the culture to voluntarily hire diversity, equity, and inclusion officers. These are, in effect, chaplains for the religion of cultural Marxism. And we can be sure that even Marxists and humanists and LGBT groups are surprised and elated that they're able to nationalize their beliefs in this way. Now, if public schools and government agencies hired Christian chaplains to teach Christian morality, that would be considered a violation of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. But in that DEI, cultural Marxism claims to be a non-God, higher metaphysical ethical teaching, it can be taught and enforced and promoted by the government, claiming to be non-religious. This is the legal game being played by which DEI can get government funding to replace Christianity. In the Middle Ages, European countries would use tax dollars to fund the priests and the Roman Catholic Church. Today, the religion being funded by the secular state is DEI, a form of secular humanism. Because again, there's never moral neutrality, what is often called the myth of neutrality. Public institutions cannot be morally neutral. Some religion is going to fill the vacuum. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters." There's no sitting on the fence. Here's a recent article from the Daily Wire. Federal contractor paid billions by Pentagon, set to host Robin DiAngelo. MITRE, M-I-T-R-E, is a company that receives billions in federal contracts. It's holding a week-long celebration called Week of Belonging. And their keynote speaker is Robin DiAngelo. There's written all sorts of critical race theory ideological books, such as White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism, and also the book Nice Racism, How Progressive White People Perpetuate Racial Harm. And she's a leading proponent of cultural Marxism, you know, rather than economic Marxism, where the world is all about economic oppression between the owners and the workers. Cultural Marxism sees the world through the lens of it's all about racial oppression. And DEI is part of cultural Marxist ideology. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is seen as the cure for the problem of racial cultural oppression. Anyway, the point is that this federal contractor, MITRE, is promoting within the company DEI, so that's no surprise. But the real issue is that MITRE has received billions from the federal government to not only do some actual scientific lab research, but it has increasingly taken on the role of being an ideological think tank, promoting studies and policies for certain moral positions, DEI and CRT. Remember during Biden's 4 years, he passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Then he passed a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. And if that wasn't enough, the $2.1 trillion Build Back Better bill. And in all of these funding packages, there was earmarked money for NGO organizations to promote racial equality and DEI. MITRE is one of those nonprofit corporations receiving millions for that purpose. And by the way, one of the main reasons Trump is being opposed at all costs is because he will stop the gravy train of money going to these armchair DEI ideologues. This article states what we should all realize, quote, "MITRE's embrace of critical race theory mirrors developments within federal agencies, with the bureaucracy routinely institutionalizing the doctrines of DEI. So we also see that the Pentagon has DEI officers, and the IRS has a DEI office. What do? They go around making sure these government agencies are hiring and supporting racial minorities, which include cultural minorities like LGBTQ people. Because the moral imperative being taught is moral diversity. And so DEI officers at the Pentagon have hosted drag queen shows. And these DEI officers mandate that all government workers receive mandatory diversity training, indoctrination in DEI. Now, there has been some pushback against DEI. Texas passed a law banning public colleges and universities from creating DEI offices. The University of North Carolina banned DEI requirements from the school's hiring and promotion process. Why? Because they know DEI is a cover for Marxist, racist, LGBTQ ideology. Elon Musk recently came out and said DEI must die because it's all about the practice of racism. Hiring people on the basis of their race or LGBTQ behavior rather than merit. Now, in the time remaining, let me explain the moral ethical error of DEI. This may help you when you have to confront diversity DEI training. DEI as a foundation for ethics is obviously evil. That's the first thing public school students and state university students must learn. But they're not hearing this side of the story. Here's a simple way to illustrate the problem. Let's say the Constitution of the United States had three articles in the Bill of Rights. Number one, diversity. Number two, equity. Number three, inclusion. And upon these three values, every law would be judged. But diversity, equity, and inclusion, as the basis of civil rights and law, would mean that there could be no moral law in the land because DEI calls for a moral equivalency for all behaviors. The ideology is intrinsically amoral. All must be equal, all must be included. DEI is simply a clever way to justify immoral license to do whatever you want to do. And it's an ideology you can pull out of your bag anytime you want to legalize some immorality or punish any absolute morality based on the law of nature and nature's God. So let's not be naive, let's not be fooled. Now it's time for a Bible study. The New Testament warns against DEI, and of course, it's described in different language. Evil always hides under new terms, but it's the same thing. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes, "Pray for us that we would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked or evil men." Not all men, but the Apostle Paul points out that there's a class of people who are called unreasonable and who are very dangerous. The Greek word being used here is atopos. A negates a word, as in the word amoral. And does the word topos sound familiar? We've heard of a topographical map, or the top of a table. It's a Greek word for a place. And so in the first century Greek world, atopos meant out of place. And it came to mean being without a home or without a moral foundation. Today we say the same thing. We may speak of someone who is speaking religious and political nonsense and say, well, they're way off base. In the Greek world, they would say they are atopos, without a proper moral foundation. There's another similar word used in the New Testament by the Apostle Peter, a synonym, and it's the word unprincipled, athesmos, meaning without a law, without a custom. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, "And God rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of athesmos men," unprincipled men. In 2 Peter 3:17, "You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall away from your own steadfastness." And those words are very similar to what Paul wrote earlier in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, about the Antichrist being the man of lawlessness, a namos, without law. Not that he won't have laws, but his laws will be contrary to the law of God, and any law that doesn't reflect God's law is no law at all. So the New Testament reminds us to beware of unreasonable, unprincipled, lawless people. Those who do not operate on God's moral foundation. The foundation for right and wrong is God's law. And by this we can judge ourselves and others. And by this we can be convicted of our sin. But what if someone is unprincipled? And he doesn't base his morality on the law of God, but upon himself. Or some other basis for morality, survival of the fittest, natural selection, the most good for the greatest number of people, pragmatism, empiricism, hedonism, pantheism. It is these people we are to pray that we're delivered from. Because these people are not only wrong, they're dangerous. What happens if the basis for morality becomes diversity, equity, and inclusion? It's the path to Sodom and Gomorrah. What is right becomes what allows for more diversity. What is right is that which allows for many different opinions and traditions. What is right becomes human consensus. So having diversity becomes more important than any specific law of God. In fact, to have a specific law of God would likely be evil because it would not allow for the value of diversity of beliefs and behaviors. If the basis for morality becomes equity, that everything needs to be equal, so that no one's feelings are hurt, the highest ethic then becomes a moral equivalency for all behaviors. And if the basis for morality becomes inclusion, the highest virtue is that you don't want to other someone else or make them less. So a morality built upon those principles of DEI becomes a sophisticated way to find a moral justification to ignore God's direct imperatives. And if you think about it, doesn't all biblical morality overturn and repudiate diversity, equity, and inclusion as a basis for moral decision? Because God's imperatives are true and override all human diversity, equity, and inclusion. The way of Satan is not equal to the way of God. Now, many in the general public are led to believe that DEI is simply about anti-racism. But it's far more than that. It is being taught as the basis for ethics in exclusion to any higher moral law of God. DEI is being used to judge all ethical norms, and these DEI officers are not teaching God's higher moral imperatives. All they're using as a moral compass is DEI. And understand that DEI is not the foundation for morality, but only the application of morality. For example, the Bible speaks extensively about equal application of God's law upon every person. Deuteronomy 1:17, "You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not fear men." But that's the application of the law. The law itself is not equality. That is how the law is to be applied. But the law itself is not equality. If the law was equality, then immorality would be equal with morality. And the opposite of the Ten Commandments would be totally valid. Here is the great deception. Because these humanists on the left are operating on principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion, they believe they're moral. Hey, I'm operating on principles. I'm operating on fairness and freedom and acceptance. But they don't realize, or they don't want to realize, that those principles are not the basis for morality. Those principles make one's own feelings and opinions the basis for right and wrong, which is probably exactly what they want, and they found a devious moral system to justify it. You see, Satan's deception is not to completely discount moral principles, but to invert them so that equality comes before the moral law of God, so that abortion must be accepted, so that homosexuals must be accepted, because acceptance is more important than any moral law from God. Back in seminary, I took a class in biblical ethics. And one of the most important lessons I learned in that class was the ethical significance of Matthew 23:23. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these things you should have done without neglecting the others. You blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel." These Pharisees had principles. They were following some law. They could even quote a verse from the Old Testament supporting their position. But nevertheless, they were in serious error because they inverted the hierarchy of God's law. majoring on the minors and minoring on the majors. So not only does one need to get the law of God right, one needs to know the hierarchy of God's law. And this is how darkness trips up people today, fooling lawyers and politicians and social activists and voters by inverting the hierarchy of God's law. They put equity as the foundation for law before the Ten Commandments. Personal freedom is a value, but it should never be put above the law, thou shalt not kill. But people today will believe abortion is right because they value their personal autonomy first. Their freedom from responsibility comes above the sanctity of life. They're inverting the hierarchy of God's law. And because they have principles, even though they're inverted, they will claim that they are the epitome of virtue, because they are holding to some virtues, howbeit virtues wrongly prioritized. So here's the main point to remember. Evil doesn't deny values, it inverts values. And that fools the masses, or rather those who are not grounded in biblical ethics. And furthermore, those who operate on a wrong moral foundation will never be convicted or convinced of their own sin, because they believe they're virtuous. And it's not until they realize that their whole basis for morality is on the wrong foundation will they ever realize that they are the evil ones. Back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. Beware of unprincipled and evil men. Unprincipled describes their ideology. Evil describes their character. Now, everything I've just shared is not being taught to students in our universities, in our public high schools. They're only hearing the devil's side of the argument. But if the truth about DEI is explained, for many students, the light goes on, and they see the ethical game that's being played to justify the violation of the law of nature and nature's God. But remember, in order for evil to succeed, it must suppress the truth in unrighteousness, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Now, when we talk to others about DEI, we only have about 15 seconds to concisely make our point. Here's a way to explain it. Diversity, equity, inclusion leads to evil because it builds ethics upon the wrong moral foundation. If you believe right and wrong is based upon diversity, equity, inclusion, then evil must have moral equivalency with righteousness. DEI can be used to justify every known evil. Therefore, there must be a law higher than DEI that confines it and guides it. What might that be? Well, then you can go on to explain that mankind must submit to the law of nature and nature's God, that there are moral imperatives from God that come from outside of ourselves to which we must submit, and that this is the battle of the ages. This is what every man must decide, whether he is God or God is God. And that's the faith of Christ as opposed to the faith of DEI. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube and Rumble channel for the video version of this program is at the channel God and Country Biblical Exposition. This is video number 295. Check that out on YouTube and Rumble and subscribe to help the cause. Thank you for taking the time to be a hearer of the word. Revelation chapter 1, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Keep standing in truth, and may Jesus Christ reign.